like plants.
Gladiolas.
Better than people plants.
And magnolias.
They never do evil plants.
And begonias.
All they ever want
let
is to grow. Smarter than us.
Violets.
They make a living without any fuss.
Us.
Water, sun, and air
and
are all they need to grow. Do I have to get specific? I think plants
we are so terrific.
Plants are generous souls.
It is hour number two of Garden Talk live at KSRO in Santa Rosa, California, celebrating 31 years doing this program for all garden-loving listeners out there in Radio Land. I'm Steve Garner along with Gwen Kilcher. You can reach us anytime during this second hour of Garden Talk at 636-1350. Simple, that cuts right into the KSRO greenhouse this morning. Or you can shoot us an email if you're catching up on your emails or doing some surfing. Steve@KSRO.com with any gardening questions you might envision coming up this week. As we have a few breaks from the rain, we have some sunshine to be able to get out of your property and take a look around, things you might want to be doing. You can also attach a photo. Send us a photo or two or three of a plant that's ailing or you can't get to grow the way you would like it to grow or is defying description. We do a lot of plant ID here on the show too. So any of those we can tackle this morning. It's as simple as that. No one on hold at this moment at 636-1350, and no emails. Of course, the second hour starts to liven things up. At 11:05, we move from the greenhouse over to the KSRO kitchen with Chef John Ash, who will be in this morning to anchor, as always, the KSRO Good Food Hour as we salute Hanukkah, our annual roundup of great latke and brisket and, we'll throw in a matzo ball soup recipe and maybe some jelly donuts and tell you where you can celebrate Hanukkah throughout Sonoma County this morning. There's a wonderful garden club called the Sierra Gardens that I learned about a year ago or so, and it's kind of flown under the radar for quite a while. But they are doing their annual holiday boutique. It's next Saturday, December 8th, from 9 a.m. until noon. And we wanted to make sure that everybody knows about the wonderful work that these volunteers are doing. And we're fortunate that Janet Shade had a chance to come in this morning and sit in with us. And Janet's been very active, not only in the garden portion, but also in the kitchen portion of the program. So thank you for coming in today.
You're welcome.
And you've been involved in the garden for how long, the Sierra Garden?
Since 2013.
Is that when it officially kind of kicked off?
Well, the garden has been there for, a garden has been there for almost 30 years.
And who's been running it for the last 30
volunteers.
Years? And, volunteers.
And different volunteers from different locations, different garden clubs and so on and so forth. But there's been something there in several iterations, and there are pauses from time to time.
So the garden is located off Highway 12 near Epiphian Road.
It's up Epiphian Road and then on Eliza Way.
Which is Epiphian, across right behind St. Francis Winery.
If you go up the hill a little bit from St. Francis, and it's across from where their loading zone is.
Okay.
Or their... whatever.
So the county of Sonoma had this property, and it was for youthful offenders, basically.
Yes, originally, I think it was called the Sonoma's Training, the Santa Rosa Training School.
Yeah.
And then it's been the Sierra Youth Center.
Yep.
Started out with girls, and they had a little garden. And then they added boys, and they said, well, we want a garden. So they added a garden. Then someone came along and said, no more gardening. We're moving everybody to the new facility, and these buildings are going to be abandoned, so we're just going to forget about it.
So this was a few years ago.
A few years ago.
The county decided to do
right.
this.
That was in, like, 2006. But the people that were volunteering continued, kept the garden going, and in 2013, they completely redid the garden.
And who are these people that completely redid the garden?
Well, they're volunteers from the community, mm-hmm. but also from the Santa Rosa Garden Club, the Men's Garden Club, the Petaluma Garden Club. Friedman Brothers contributed, and
Oakmont Garden Club?
The Oakmont Garden Club has been involved lately, but mm-hmm. wasn't back then.
So how many volunteers are there that keep these
50.
Gardens? That keep these gardens going?
About 50.
And you're open to the public during certain months?
We're open to the public on every Saturday from the beginning of April to the beginning of or the end of October.
Where produce is sold.
Produce, breads and jams that we make from the produce from in the we make in the kitchen, from the produce from the garden. We also have beehives, so we sell fresh honey, fresh local honey, which is a good thing. We have a lot of fruit trees, and so we make breads and jams and relishes, and then comes summer. Oh, my goodness. So I think this past year we had 8 or 9 different varieties of tomatoes.
And are you in charge of the kitchen?
Well, I share the responsibility.
And you work with kids from Valley of the Moon?
We work with kids from Valley of the Moon. We did work from teenage girls that were in the probation system. Now we're working with Valley of the Moon kids. And then the hardest part of working with them is they never know how many kids they're going to have.
Mm-hmm.
But what we try to do now, and it's working fairly well, is we try to work with them in the kitchen when they're out of school.
So they go to school during the day.
When they're out of school, when they're on school vacations.
All school vacations, come in and work with you.
The biggest problem for during the week is that the rules say that they have to go to school in the county in the school district they came from.
Oh.
So that means when they get out of school at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it takes hours for them to get back to the center. So it kind of doesn't help the kitchen much, but it's great when they're on vacation.
Okay, let's take a call. Bonnie would like a word with you, Gwen. She has a garden question calling from Sebastopol this morning. Hi, Bonnie. Welcome to Garden Talk. Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you. I have a question regarding fig. I just got one of those skeins, I think it is, and you put it in a pot, and now it's been in there for about a year, and I'm ready to put it in the ground. But my question is, does it go in the ground? Moist soil or dry soil, like an olive tree? I don't know where to plant it at the moment.
It loves good draining soil, full sun, and someplace where the tree will, you'll give it room to grow. Because it can get pretty big if you want it to.
Okay.
Or if you don't prune it. So you find the best spot in your yard that has all those conditions, and you could go ahead and dig a hole and put it in the ground now and leave it alone. But if you're not quite sure where to go, or you're hesitant, then put it in like a 2 gallon size pot with some planting soil, stick it in there, and then just leave it out in the open and wait until springtime when you have a better idea or you know exactly where you want to plant it, and then you can go ahead and transplant it then.
Okay, I have one more question. Is it deer resistant, or do the deer like to chew on it?
No, the deer like to chew on it. Yes.
And then do you fertilize it like if it was a citrus type of tree or what?
No, if you have really good soil, the tree's not going to need any fertilizer. What would be better would be compost.
Okay.
You could add a little bit of compost to your soil, especially if it's a little on the clay side.
Is it acid loving or what?
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's not an acid-loving plant. Throw a shovel full of compost on the ground, and then you could work it into the soil with your shovel, and you dig a hole and stick the plant in the ground, tamp the ground dry. You can even make a little moat around it in the springtime. Not now, but in the spring. So that's where you know where the water's going to go, so you know the root system's getting wet. But if you have a gopher problem...
Yes, I do.
then you have to put it in a big basket.
Okay.
It will be gone, guaranteed. They love figs.
All right.
So definitely put it in a big basket, preferably a handmade, hardware cloth material would work really well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Very good, thanks.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Good luck.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Bonnie. But I would say bang for your buck. It's hard to beat a fig tree. Mm-hmm. Right? People have tremendous luck, good luck, that really don't have green thumbs with fig trees. You can stick it in the ground, and that's what we did pretty much in our backyard, and got about 60, 65 figs this year. But you know my craziness with my garden and how we had voles and rats and squirrels that were eating the fruit and the birds. I wasn't getting any figs, and so I individually hand-wrapped every single fig in galvanized wire.
Yes.
I know. I'm sick. But it was Steve getting about 56, 57 figs, and the rest of the critters got about 6 or 8. So it was worth all my time. I got time on my hands, you know?
Yeah, you do.
You know, I got
time to
spend doing crazy things like this.
And there's so many varieties out there that do well here, and as long as you give them sun all day long, they'll be very happy.
Good morning, Mitch. Welcome to Garden Talk live at KSRO. What can we do for you? Good morning.
Greetings and salutations, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and all those good things to my two favorite garden people, but I don't speak to anyone else. I have a question for Gwen. Gwen, I have a planted in the ground, but I left it in, a 15-gallon container, a black pine that I've bonsaied and been my child for, I got it when I was 50 years old, and I've had it for 40, so it's over 100 years old. And I noticed that there's some decay and some dead on the bottom. And there's a nefarious neighbor that has a big, tall one that's probably 150 feet tall that died from pine blight. I'm concerned that my favorite bonsai has got pine blight. Is there any way that I can determine if that is it? And should I cut off the dead branches to perhaps alleviate the potential for it growing further?
It's hard to tell without looking at it. So if you just, the lower branches dying?
Yes.
Okay, have you been giving that tree enough water during the growing season this past summer?
Actually, no, because I'm kind of like a dry farmer type guy. I don't think I ever watered it once.
Wow. Okay. And it lasted this long.
Yes.
Look on the...
It's almost 100 years old.
Wow. Look on the trunk of the tree, all around the tree, and get a magnifying glass if you have to, and look for any sawdust and holes and any oozing, you know, sap coming out of the tree, because that would be an indication that the tree has bark beetles.
That's what I was concerned about.
You know,
exactly.
But the pine blight, I don't know what that is, but... you know, the pines do get some diseases, but more often they're going to get hit with the beetles because the tree is stressed, and then it makes it easy for the beetles to come in and, you know, because the tree's not making enough sap if it's under stress. So the beetles get in there, and there's no sap to push the beetles out and help keep the tree alive. So as the tree is getting older, and I'm surprised you haven't had to water it, maybe it's in a low spot where the soil stays wet longer? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
And understand that it's only 4.5 feet tall with a trunk of about 8 to 10 inches in diameter.
Wow, that's
so
really dwarfed.
Tie.
Wow. Okay. I think conditions have to change with that tree. So now you're going to check the bark. There's nothing you can do about anything now because it's too late. But in the springtime, you're really going to have to make sure the tree has some water. Look again at the trunk, all around the trunk, for any sawdust going on. And then if that be the case, then you have a problem. What you could also do, I know somebody who tried to save their tree, is they took a paper clip and they unfolded it and they stuck one end all the way into the hole. So if there's any beetle larva in there, they squished it and killed it. And then they gave the tree more water, and, you know, the tree seemed to have survived. So,
well, thank you for that. And on a last note, I will be bringing you fudge and the greatest oranges in the world from my mom, Myrna, in Southern California at the end of December.
Well, thank you, Mitch. Thank you. Sorry I can't give you any okra, but they're all gone.
Oh, that's really funny, but my fava greens are growing like the devil.
Oh, good,
wow.
Good.
Thanks for your call,
thank
Mitch.
You.
It was wonderful hearing from you. We'll take a break. We'll be right back with, of course, Gwen Kilcher, me, Steve Garner, and special guest sitting in with us today is Janet Shade from the Sierra Gardens. Their holiday boutique is next Saturday from 9 to noon. If you want more information and learn how you can become a volunteer, simply go to www.sierragarden.org, www.sierragarden.org. If you live in the Sonoma Valley area, you should know about this great, great resource.
Rincon Valley hears KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market invites you to shop the market for your holiday feast. Enjoy selections of fresh and organic greens, mushrooms, carrots, potatoes, turnips, Brussels sprouts, and winter squash, along with seasonal pomegranates, persimmons, apples, and walnuts. Meet the local ranchers who offer a variety of quality meats from beef, chicken, and pork. Choose a wide variety of seafood from Anna's Seafood. Fresh fish, crabs, clams, oysters, and mussels. Sample and bring home local dairy products like Joe Mattos's delicious St. George cow cheese. Everything you need to create the freshest holiday dinners is at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. Remember to check out the creations of the many talented artisans for holiday gift giving. Open year-round Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1 at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
There's a better way to garden and landscape in Sonoma County, and it starts at a Better Way Produce and Nursery on Stony Point Road, just north of Todd in Santa Rosa.
Hi, Daniel R. Gibbs, botanical artist. I'm the award-winning resident licensed landscape designer and contractor. Our team has won first place 14 years in a row at the Sonoma County Fair's Hall of Flowers. And this year, our garden, Coastal Charisma, won Best of Show. I'm excited to be a part of Better Way Produce and Nursery. Our family would like to invite you to come see our old-fashioned, easy-to-shop nursery. We have great discounted landscape packages, including plants, hardscape, irrigation, design, and other outdoor needs for your garden. Don't miss our koi pond, small spaces demonstration gardens, complete with water features and nearly 1,000 plant species.
A Better Way Produce and Nursery, 3615 Stony Point Road, just north of Todd. A Better Way Produce and Nursery, open 7 days a week, 9 to 4:30.
Happy homeowners say,
I love my home.
Yet sometimes that's followed by,
but I hate my kitchen.
Fortunately, that can change. Hudson Street Design can help you love every room in your home. Our design experts work with top manufacturers for cabinets, plumbing fixtures, even windows and window coverings that will offer the perfect solution for your kitchen or bathroom.
Oh, did you say bathroom?
Yes. Let us inspire your next project. Start now for 2019 at HudsonStreetDesign.com, the North Bay's premier showroom.
Here's something good for your soul Sunday mornings with the Center for Spiritual Living. Tune in at 8:30 and hear a half-hour message of practical spirituality from Edward Filyun. You'll hear spiritual practices translated into inspirational ideas for everyday living. Spiritual Living with Edward Filyun, Sunday mornings at 8:30. Think of it as spirituality for people who don't like church. That's Spiritual Living with Edward Filyun, brought to you every Sunday morning at 8:30 on News Talk 1350 KSRO.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Janet Shades joining us from the Sierra Garden Club this morning on Garden Talk to talk about their big fundraiser coming up next Saturday, how you can become a volunteer and work with some of these great kids in the Sonoma Valley to help them, to mentor them, actually to help them understand what it takes to grow and prepare food. And Janet works predominantly in the kitchen with a lot of these kids, making delicious food that they sell during the season. Besides working with the kids from the Valley of the Moon, you also work with some kids from the Sonoma Developmental Center, some adults.
They're adults.
They're adults. And they come in?
They come every Monday.
Uh-huh.
And we started out with them spreading wood chips. And they just got it right away. They were so excited. They can't wait to come back. They're so disappointed if we say, well, we don't need you next week. And so we've taught them to weed, and we've taught them to do all kinds of things, and they are busy and industrious and just fun to be around.
It's marvelous.
You know, these are 40 and 50 year olds.
That's fantastic.
They've been there since they were children.
What other organizations participate to help fund the program?
Valley of the Moon Rotary has been our biggest sponsor since the onset. They built a shed for us, beautiful shed where we have all our tools and refrigerator and keep our seeds. And then last year they built an overhang for us so we could have all of our Saturday sales underneath the overhang, the shade. So they've been very, very involved.
Who helps pay for all the materials, the compost, the seed, the soils? I know you have your boutique sales, and that helps to defray some of the costs, but what about all the other?
Well, we all pay dues.
The volunteers
all pay dues, $25.
For what, a year?
A year. If you want your own box, you can do that for, I think it's an additional $25, and grow whatever you want, and then you're responsible for it. I always said the neat thing was it's you can grow whatever you want, and the county pays for the water. It actually comes from a lake way up in the hill, and it's on a gravity drainage system.
Well, that's a good deal. And members would have access to their garden during the growing season anytime they'd like to come by.
Yes, anytime they want.
Okay.
But for your $25, you can also come and partake of the produce for yourself.
Oh, boy.
So if you... have something you want to make for dinner tonight, you can go up there and clip it fresh.
So the $25 covers the compost, the tools, the seeds, the kitchen ingredients that you work with.
Well, we get reimbursed for that, some from the county if we're buying food for the kids. And then we get our own budget reimburses us for some things. For a long time we had Rotary money, but we've sort of moved away from that now, so we're becoming much more self-sufficient.
And there's also, I understand, some type of scholarship fund that you set up?
Yes, it's called 10,000 Degrees. And what we do is that from some of the money that we raise by selling our produce and our products, provide scholarships for underserved youth in Sonoma County. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, these are the first of their family to go to college. So we're giving them money to go to the JC or wherever they choose, actually, if they get accepted somewhere else. And it's quite exciting. And this company, 10,000 Degrees, does a lot of the search and a lot of the background check and all of the information you need to know about candidates. Then we get a list of potential candidates, and we are able to interview them
and so
make our selection.
You've already given out some scholarships.
Yes, we have. Oh. Yeah, and if you ask me, I think it's at least two. We've only been doing it. And on last year, we didn't have a garden until because of the fires.
So that
we had a garden, but we didn't do a fundraiser. So
when people want to volunteer, do you have different parts of the garden that they can sign up for to be assigned to?
Well, we work in teams. Oh. So, for instance, we have two greenhouses. And so we have a greenhouse team, and they work on plant starts. We're not a certified organic garden, but we follow all of the organic garden principles. So we grow most everything from seed. Some are seeds from our own produce that we save, and others we buy from a seed bank or wherever seeds are sold. Depends on what the committee. We work on a basically just an open committee structure. We don't have a board. We don't have a hierarchy. But someone will say, everybody's been asking for black crim tomatoes this year. We have to grow some of those. So they go on the list. And by the end of the winter, we have our summer list ready. But we're already getting ready to plant winter crops now.
Yeah.
So we'll be growing things like cauliflower and broccoli. And we have an asparagus bed, which is a little bit more difficult to keep going. But we get some asparagus from it. We also grow flowers, lots of flowers.
So that's someone's area of expertise.
That's someone's
passion.
Someone
can say, I want
someone
to be on the flower
team. Someone says trees.
Tree team.
Yeah.
Right?
Trees. We have a berry team because we grow strawberries, raspberries, boysenberries.
Wow.
We grow some grapes. We did have an expert working on that, so we have someone who helps with that. Then we have some citrus trees. We have a tangelo and lemon and a couple of little bitty ones. We have a couple of little bitty, itty-bitty blueberry bushes, which someday will give us blueberries, but right now they give us a basketful maybe.
And then there's the beehives, didn't you mention?
Yes, we have beehives, and Claudine, one of our garden managers is she and her son are taking a course so that they will ultimately be in charge of our beehives.
Have you been able to harvest any honey yet?
Yes, 58 pounds.
Wow.
This year.
And that's for sale?
That's, well, there's not much left, but yeah.
But it is.
There is, it is for sale.
So someone can join, and you said a butterfly garden too?
Yes, we have a butterfly garden.
So you got butterfly garden, beehive, the fruit tree section, the
tomatoes,
the tomato sections, the greenhouse section,
the squashes, winter and summer.
Someone who maybe is really interested in pest control, organic pest control. Someone could.
Yes, we have a problem with, we had, it's not so bad anymore. We had a problem with ground squirrels. So we had some classes and we learned how to set traps and, you know, try to keep them out of the, you could stand by the tomato and watch the whole plant disappear underground.
Oh, that's bad.
It's amazing.
That's not from gophers then?
No, it's these ground squirrels that go under all these old trees up there and they go underground and then get them. We have some moles and voles and, you know, just like we share the garden with wildlife.
How much property is there?
Well, the garden is actually on 3/4 of an acre. Mm-hmm. So it's fairly small, but when you're sitting up there, it seems huge.
Yeah.
And it's really concentrated how much grows in this small space.
Yes,
it's remarkable.
And of course, we change things every year, so we rotate our crops, so we don't grow the same thing.
It just sounds
in the
like
same
a
place.
Huge. It just sounds like acres and acres of all this stuff.
Oh, come
doing.
Up sometime.
It's
yes,
I have
really
to.
A magical place.
So all of these, if people say, well, I'm not really into the gardening, I want to sell. I want to sell. Is there a sales team that gets
there's
everything
a sales,
together?
There's a sales team,
it decides
team, yes.
what to price everything and what to sell? Who decides what you're going to sell?
The,
I guess it's
the
my
people
committee.
From the committee who are on the sales team.
All right.
So we sell just about everything. We have a huge group of people that come every Saturday. It's kind of unique. You know, we have couples that come, and we have singles that come, and we have men that come with a list from their wife. And they're very adamant about what it is they're going to buy this week.
So next Saturday, you're going to be selling what?
We have squash, butternut squash, some other winter squash, those big turban squash.
Mm-hmm.
We'll sell probably lemons. We have persimmons. We have peppers, hot peppers, jalapenos, those kind of things. Then we'll be selling whatever other produce is available and fresh. And then we'll be selling zucchini bread, cranberry orange zucchini bread, pumpkin bread, lemon bread. I forgot, persimmon bread. And then cookie platters, big cookie platters. We don't grow anything for the cookie platters, but the volunteers all bring cookies and we create those. And there are probably about 3 dozen cookies on a platter. And then we have gift baskets. An example, we have a pasta dinner basket. So there's a bag of pasta and a bottle of red wine. And some breadsticks. But then from the garden, we have our fresh frozen pesto. We have a tomato puree that's like a cocktail sauce spread, garlic, lemon. Mm-hmm. Well, the cheese comes from the store, but all that stuff is in one big basket with a pasta server and a couple of other things.
So gift baskets, cookie platters, all these different home-baked breads. What about jarred
jams? Well, I'm not sure I can remember all the jams at one shot, but we have raspberry, strawberry, mixed berry, Tangelo marmalade, lemon marmalade, honey. We have fig jam. Speaking of figs, we have fig jam. We have fig and onion jam, which is like a savory that would go with a nice with some cheese.
Nice.
Then we have rhubarb jam, strawberry rhubarb jam, pasta sauce. I called it fire-kissed pasta sauce, because the fire came right down to almost to the edge of the garden, just across the road. And the tomatoes were still growing and kept growing. So last year, we harvested all the ones that ripened and froze them. Wow. We have a big industrial-sized freezer. Oh, yeah. And then we had made pasta sauce this year. We also have several different kinds of chutney. We have green tomato relish. We're going to have homemade granola. We have a lot of succulents. We grow succulents, and so we have a lot of things are made with succulents, wreaths, and little table decorations. And
it sounds like I could get all my holiday shopping done in one fell swoop.
You could.
So besides the cookie platters, any candies, fudge, or anything?
Oh, yeah.
Because I love candy and fudge.
That's volunteers make that. So there's candies and fudge and special cookies that are boxed instead of being on a big platter, but boxed for giving. I'm making a sweet nut, mixed nut mixture that goes in little pastry cups.
Oh, sweet. Nice.
And they're really nice. People are making shortbread. We have a tea basket, gift basket, with a nice cup and saucer and different kinds of tea. And then it has a couple of our jams and one of our breads and some shortbread. And so it's all really just thoughtful things. If you had a hostess gift to give or something like that, we'll have it.
Okay, go to your calendar now and write it down, because I know you're going to forget after the show. You're all gung-ho, like, oh, I'm going to go, and then you forget. It's next Saturday. Write it down. Holiday Boutique, Sierra Garden, 9 to noon. And the website, www.sierragarden.org, if you're out of the area and not quite sure where to find it. And I would get there really at 9. I mean, things go quickly, don't they, as I recall? And you'll be
busy
helping a great organization.
I won't be here next Saturday, Steve.
We'll be back after this.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market invites you to shop the market for your holiday feast. Enjoy selections of fresh and organic greens, mushrooms, carrots, potatoes, turnips, Brussels sprouts, and winter squash, along with seasonal pomegranates, persimmons, apples, and walnuts. Meet the local ranchers who offer a variety of quality meats from beef, chicken, and pork. Choose a wide variety of seafood from Anna's Seafood. Fresh fish, crabs, clams, oysters, and mussels. Sample and bring home local dairy products like Joe Mattos's delicious St. George cow cheese. Everything you need to create the freshest holiday dinners is at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. Remember to check out the creations of the many talented artisans for holiday gift giving. Open year-round Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1 at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
54 years ago, John Pronzini was farming hay in Marin and Sonoma counties, and like every ambitious young man, started looking for a winter project. He was up in the mountains on a fishing trip with his folks, and he was inspired by the beautiful fir trees surrounding them. And so began the Pronzini Christmas Tree Farm. They also have available for sale the most innovative and beautiful accessories like decorated wreaths, centerpieces, garlands, and ornaments. Make it a special family outing and choose from 6 varieties of the best quality fir trees available at any of their locations. Many things have changed since 1963, from axes to power saws. One thing that never has and never will change at Pronzini's is their commitment to the quality of their trees and the service to their customers. Ask your cell phone to call Pronzini Christmas Tree Farms and make this holiday special for you and your family. Or go to PronziniTrees.com. P-R-O-N-Z-I-N-I Trees.com.
Jumpstart your holiday shopping at the 44th Annual Handmade Holiday Crafts Fair, December 1st and 2nd at Findlay Community Center. Discover unique gifts made by 90 local artisans. Enjoy live entertainment and ride Rosie the Trolley for free to the holiday open house at Luther Burbank Home and Gardens. $3 gets you in both days. The Handmade Holiday Crafts Fair, Saturday, December 1st from 9 to 5 and Sunday, December 2nd from 10 to 4 at Findlay Community Center. See Santa Rosa rec.com for details.
This is Jessica Belcher with PG&E. Storm season is coming, and that could cause power outages in your area. We want you to be prepared and stay safe. Sign up for outage alerts via text, email, or phone at pge.com/beprepared.
George H.W. Bush, who died Friday at 94, served as a fighter pilot, CIA director, vice president, and president. But it was a campaign pledge, later broken, that's perhaps most associated with the 41st president.
Read my lips. No new taxes. During his campaign for the White House in 1988, which he won before falling short to Bill Clinton in his bid for re-election, ABC's Terry Moran says
he was devastated by losing to Bill Clinton. That was a tough election. They went after each other. Bill Clinton from a different generation, a different set of values. They didn't have much in common, but they worked together. And it's a testament to President George H.W. Bush's character that he was able to rise up from defeat.
He also befriended the 44th president, Barack Obama. The 45th president, Donald Trump, expressed his condolences today from Argentina. He will attend the funeral at the National Cathedral. Brian Clark, ABC News.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
Mostly dry weekend after the morning rain passes today. High 55, 53 on the coast. Mostly clear skies tonight. Low 33, 41 on the shores. Few clouds for Sunday at 56, 55 in Bodega Bay. Bit cloudy then for Monday at 55, 54 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
It is Garden Talk live at KSRO. Steve Garner along with Gwen Kilcher and Gary Pennington, a Garden Talk listener, just sent us an absolutely beautiful set of photos. He writes, "Hi, Steve and Gwen. I heard you just talking about figs, so I thought I'd show you some of mine. For the past 5 years, I've been trying to find the best varieties for my West Sebastopol climate. I have, listen to this, 100 plus varieties of figs.
I'm speechless.
Many in containers." And he just sent us a photo of probably about 25 different varieties that he's photographed in the past month that he's picked. And I haven't heard of 75% of these figs.
I haven't heard of 95%
of these figs.
We're so gonna, there's photos of the whole fig. Yeah. And then he has photos of it cut in half so you can see what the inside looks like. Gary, are these all ripening at the same time? And when did you take these photos? Probably during the growing season, summertime, fall? Because it wouldn't be now, I wouldn't think. But this is amazing.
If Gary can send us just a little more information about when he harvested these, when did he pick his last figs, and any of out of the 100, maybe his top half dozen or so.
And I'd like to know, Gary, do you sell cuttings of these? Because where did you get all these varieties from? We have questions for you.
We have a lot of questions for us. So either call us or shoot us an email, Gary, and thanks for the photo follow-up. So the Sierra Gardens, we're getting lots of calls, Janet, about where it's located. Okay. People can go to the website, www.sierragarden.org. That's the best way. I mean, you can explain it on the air, but that has a map, too, doesn't it, and directions on the website?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So www.sierragarden.org for information on how to get to the boutique holiday sale next Saturday.
And you'll have signs on the road to make it easy for
people? There are signs on the road at Pythian and
Highway 12.
And Highway 12,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You mentioned off-air bird feeders?
Oh, yeah. Bird feeders. Two different kinds. Maybe even three, but two that I'm aware of. The first is a fun project that the kids worked on. You take big pine cones and you slather them with peanut butter, and then you roll them in bird seed.
Mm-hmm.
And we sell them wrapped up, but you hang them in a tree when you get home.
Oh, nice.
And the other is something that was new and we've never seen before. This is using a mold, like a heart or a Christmas tree or a bell or whatever, and you mix bird seed with unflavored gelatin. And you make the gelatin, and you keep adding the bird seed until it gets solid. And when it firms up, it's hard, not too hard for the birds.
Wow!
But it doesn't go anywhere. And then you put a ribbon through it before it hardens up, so you can hang it up on the tree. They're really cute.
That's a new one.
Yeah.
That's a new one on me.
Yeah.
So two kinds of bird feeders, and you're selling some plants and plant starts.
We're selling plants, plant starts, succulents. we might be selling, I'm not sure what the plant team is doing because I'm pretty much involved in the kitchen right now, but in the past we've done paper white narcissus in jars and or in vases, and people donate vases and things like that to us, so we use those to make things nice. Oh, and then we made 134 pretzel sticks the other day. You know, dipped in white chocolate and dark chocolate.
Ooh. Ooh. I definitely rolled won't be here.
Well, thanks for bringing them, Janet. Guilt tripper here this morning. Yeah. So those are going to be for sale, too.
Anything that, besides succulents, you know how everybody's like succulent wreaths and boxes, all kind of pumpkins and stuff, anything?
We sell a lot of plants, a lot of different plants. This is, of course, the season when we're not selling as many, because we do sell tomato starts and pepper starts and other vegetables.
Yeah. So are they doing anything like making things with the succulents? You know, because in fall for Thanksgiving, they had those little pumpkins and they put the succulents on the top.
I know. So, I just heard about that.
So
yeah, no, wreaths.
Yeah, okay.
A couple of wreaths and some little, I saw them used as place markers for dinners or just as little decorations, but it's three wine corks wired together mm-hmm. with the moss glued on top and then the succulent glued to the moss. You keep it moist and the succulent sends its roots down through the moss and into the wine.
How cool.
Wine corks. It's
That's
very cool.
That's a great idea. We'll
cool.
take a break. We'll
yeah.
be right back. We can take more calls right now. Garden Talk Live at 636-1350 or steve@ksro.com.
Sonoma County's FM News Talk at 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO, depend on it.
I was asking friends, do you know anybody?
Introducing another grateful client of Dr. Walter Tom's Aesthetic Laser and Vein Center in Santa Rosa.
I needed to have a breast revision done because I had a procedure that didn't turn out quite well. So it was very important to find a doctor who would listen to what I had to say. Everybody said, Dr. Tom. I met his staff. They were absolutely wonderful. And then when I met Dr. Tom, it was great. Very warm, very caring. He listened to what I had to say. He told me what can and can't be done. I felt confident. I felt safe in his hands. And on the day of the procedure, I felt like I got 5-star treatment. Everything went perfect. The best part was the results afterwards. I knew it would be better than what I had, but it was amazing. I love my body.
For your free consultation with Dr. Tom, please call 542-8346. That's 542-8346.
Look younger by Monday.
Call 542-8346 or visit Dr. Tom's Aesthetic Laser and Vein Center on Stony Point Road in Santa Rosa or online at laserandvein.com.
Honey, I like your idea of expanding our outdoor living space, but a sunroom? How about a decorative patio with a motorized retractable awning?
That would give us the best of both worlds, sunshine and a covered patio, but an awning?
Oh, these new retractable awnings are sturdy. The quality is top-notch. I stopped by Sonoma County Sunrooms the other day, and their patio design options would be really nice.
This is David from Sonoma County Sunrooms. SoCoSun, our design experts will work with you to create the perfect look for your home. We have many options to help you find the right choice you are sure to fall in love with.
You're right. One of these options will be amazing. What a great way to expand our living space to the outdoors.
Well, it will help add equity to our home, and we can still take advantage of their financing options.
Let's go check out their showroom.
Actually, let's have them come to us.
Call to schedule a free design consultation. We'll visit you, discuss the options, then create a digital rendering of how your home could look with a patio cover, an awning, or even a sunroom. Sonoma County Sunrooms on Santa Rosa Avenue, just north of Todd Road, or SoCoSun.com.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security, designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT. Real protection.
Hi, Pat Kerrigan here. It's your last chance to join me on the trip of a lifetime. It's the St. Paddy's Day with Pat tour to Ireland. We'll be leaving next March for a 10-day adventure on the Emerald Isle, visiting Dublin, Waterford, Killarney, and Limerick. We'll even overnight in a castle on St. Patrick's Day. What a great Christmas present this would be. This land tour includes most meals, all lodging, transportation, and air. Call KSRO's travel agent, Elise Corey at TravelWise, 935-9493. Check out the itinerary at ksro.com.
So, Gwen.
Yes?
Guess what? Fig Wiz himself called.
Oh, good.
So
get him on the phone.
That's where we have to call Gary. Gary the Fig Wiz. Thanks for giving us a call, Gary.
Hey, you're welcome.
This is great. You sent us these beautiful full-color photos of a number of the figs that you have grown. And Gwen's question was, when were most of these photos taken?
Those were all harvested on November 4th.
Wow. So you had figs that were ripened on November 4th.
Yeah, it was a funny year. They were pretty late. Normally, the main crop starts maybe mid-August.
Uh-huh.
Depending on the variety, there's certainly early varieties, late varieties. But this year, everything was pretty late. They didn't start ripening till pretty much early September. But then with the mild weather, they just kept going well into November.
So with the 100-plus varieties you have, are you getting fruit on all of those trees?
Almost all of them. Some of them are young, new varieties that I've just started, but for most of them.
I'm like speechless. This is so cool. Where did you get all your plants from?
They're from everywhere. There's collections all around the world. A friend of mine, Harvey, over in Isleton, California, he has a fig orchard, and he's got over 350 varieties.
Wow.
The Scion Exchange, you can get quite a few. I always chip in bags full of cuttings to the Scion Exchange.
And, oh, okay.
They come from all over. They're all from all over the world, actually.
Wow. Well, is it okay if we put these photos on our Facebook page?
Oh, sure, that would be fine.
For everybody to see, because these are just the most beautiful figs that I've seen in a long time.
Well,
and there's
an amazing, amazing variety of figs. You know, they've been grown for centuries by populations all around the world, and of course, you get a lot of genetic diversity when the wasp is present in areas, so the seedlings will, emerge that are new varieties all the time. So,
yeah. Now,
in the picture, there's a couple that are called, I have labeled CDD, Greece, and that stands for Col de Dame. So there's a whole family of Col de Dame figs. There's probably, 10 or 12 just of those different varieties. So,
wow.
Anyhow.
Wow. I was talking to somebody in Sebastopol a couple of years ago, and the property was kind of up on a hill along the road. And I'm wondering, do you ever remember me talking to you? It might not be you, but there was somebody out there that had all these varieties of figs. Your property's up a bit on a hill.
Well, I am up on a little bit of a ridge and up near, pretty close to Occidental, actually, on Occidental Road. And but I don't remember talking to you, Glenn, before.
No, you had a small little vegetable garden and you were growing some white cucumbers?
No, that wasn't me.
That wasn't you. Okay, there's somebody else out there that only doesn't have 100, but I thought, boy, wouldn't that be funny if that was you who I was talking to?
And before
you'd be surprised. There are a lot of big fig collectors around.
Oh, okay.
And before we let you go, can you give us a few of your favorite tasting figs?
Sure. I love Pastelleri, which is a French variety, and it's also quite early, which is nice. There's a Lampyra from the Prusch Gardens in San Jose that's fabulous here, and it gives two crops, wonderful fig. Black Madeira is one of the best figs in the world. There's a new one from the Pons collection in Mallorca, Del San Juan Graham, that's really terrific. All the Col de Dames are terrific. Genovese Nero is wonderful.
Is that the green fig?
Which one?
The Genovese.
No, it's a purple fig.
It's a purple.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Any of the white figs that you particularly like?
Oh, the Lampyra that was from Prusch Garden. Strawberry Verte is a wonderful fig. It's almost like strawberry jam inside.
Mm.
Several of the Col de Dames are very good green figs. There's some green ones of those.
Well, you can't go wrong.
You can't. There's huge variety, and my climate's a little bit cooler than, people over towards Healdsburg or Santa Rosa, so I've been looking for the ones that ripen really well here and do well here, and turns out there's a lot.
Thanks so much for the call and
Thank
the photos,
you.
Gary. We'll post them on our site.
Yeah, and Glenn, if you ever want cuttings, I'm always happy to give cuttings. I don't really sell them, but I'm always happy to give them.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
We'll keep you in mind. Thanks,
yeah,
Gary.
Bye-bye. Right.
Bye. Back after this.
I'm Quinn Cook with the Golden State Warriors.
I'm Stephen Curry.
I'm Steve Kerr.
I'm Damian Jones.
This is Where the Warriors Play.
103.5.
94.5.
KSRO.
Hi, it's Jeff Davis. As you have likely heard, Smothers European Volvo Cars has celebrated their grand reopening. If you're in the market for a new vehicle, do yourself a favor and visit Smothers' new modern Volvo showroom. It's wide open and has a comfortable waiting area, which you Volvo drivers can enjoy when you need servicing. As you've heard me mention, Volvo is making some of the most luxurious sedans and functional crossovers these days, while continuing their focus on safety. Smothers European Volvo Cars had the unveiling of the new 2019 XC40 SUV. It's a whole new automotive concept. They can explain it to you. Prices start at just $33,200. And you can still find some irresistible deals on 2016s and 17s. If you're thinking about a new car for the holidays or for 2019, visit Smothers at 2881 Corby Avenue or smothers-european-volvo-cars.com.
This is Jessica Belcher with PG&E. If you encounter a down power line, you need to stay away from it and keep others away. Call 911. Let our first responders handle it. Police and fire will respond as well as PG&E. To learn more, visit pge.com/safety.
Every moment is just for you at Graton Resort and Casino. Staycation and luxury, right in the heart of Sonoma wine country. Book your stay today at GratonResortCasino.com.
Visiting Angels is America's choice in senior home care. We believe your loved ones should never have to give up living at home. Visiting Angels provides personal home care up to 24 hours per day, including meals and light housework. Ask about our dementia care at home. You'll select your professional caregiver. Look up visitingangels.com or call 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE.
Visiting Angels, America's choice in home care.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
It is Garden Talk live at KSRO, and the 2 hours has flown by, as it always does. And we certainly want to thank Janet Shade for sitting in from the Sierra Garden Club to tell us about the wonderful, exciting boutique that's happening next Saturday. It's more than a boutique. It's your one-stop holiday shopping place that you should put on your calendar. 9 to noon next Saturday. All the funds go to help charitable organizations. It to defray the cost of the great gardens out there, and it'll be money well spent.
It sounds like they have their own harvest fair, boutique harvest fair.
Yeah,
and
farmers market.
You can find out all the information. If you couldn't get everything that Janet said was going to be for sale, and the directions at www.sierragarden.org. And that will tell you the same things we've told you, all the jams, the jellies, the succulents, the fudge, the candy, the cookie trays, the dried herbs, the baked potato bag that Janet was telling us about off the air, which John Ash might sell on his website. You never know. And the bird feeders, the two bird feeders, and all the other things, and also to become a volunteer. That's an important component also, that you can, depending on what your schedule is, volunteer as much or as little as you'd like during the years. Is that right,
Janet?
That's
right. That's right.
And you can become a member. It's $25, and you'll go to the regular meetings, and I'm sure you have an email, a phone tree list where people are sent minutes of the meetings if they can't keep up. You can decide what your interests are and join that particular group within the volunteer organization. Sounds good, doesn't it? Can people help you in the kitchen, or do you need any help?
Oh, no, always.
Oh, good. So you could work in the kitchen right alongside Janet.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming in today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
And I know you'll have a great event next Saturday from 9 to noon. Gwen, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
From the greenhouse to the kitchen with Chef John Ash. That follows the news. This is KSRO.